Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, friend. You're listening to the Nicole Walters Podcast. I'm a former six-figure corporate executive who woke up every morning feeling stuck in the life that I built for myself. But using my corporate skills, I took to the internet and built a multi-seven-figure business showing others how they can build a life they love. Now on this podcast, I share stories of being an entrepreneur, a mom to my three amazing girls, and a wife to my crazy, kooky, dancing husband. I've had a couple of viral videos too, so you know there's going to be a lot of laughs here. So whether you've seen me on my viral vids, or on the Today Show, or read about me in Forbes, this is the place where we can meet, share stories, share laughs, and share fun. I'm your best friend in your head. So sit back, listen close, and let's get started. Hey, friend. Oh, I am so excited that we are back to having these chats every week. It's honestly one of the things I look forward to the most. Now, I know that we've talked about some tough things, making it through this pandemic, marriage, but this for me is probably the toughest. It's actually so tough that it's going to be a huge part of the book that I'm working on. I am finally writing the book, and I realized when I was writing this book that it was everything that I would want to tell my biggest girl, the big tiny. It's everything that I want my 21-year-old to know as she's navigating the world and making decisions, growing and learning and loving and making mistakes. If I had to leave this earth, I would want this book by her side day in and day out. And that's what I'm working on now. But until the book comes out, and friend, it'll be a couple months, I'm working on it, okay? But I wanted us to kind of chat about some stuff now because I don't want to save it all for the book because I do know that we could probably use some of this now. And I also know that you're probably wondering, so I'm going to chat about it here. Now, you may have noticed in the past couple of years that Big Tiny's not around as much. She comes home for holidays and we see her once in a while, but with the new TV show that's coming on USA Network called She's the Boss, we're really excited about it. She's not on it. And you'll notice that in the day-to-day, it's just the mid-tiny and the puffin. And there's a reason for this. And I'll talk about the reason in depth in the book. But the short answer is, she was ready. Now, ready is a loaded word, right? I think you guys know that in our 20s, our early 20s, we definitely feel more ready to take on things than we may actually be. But it doesn't change the fact that we still have to live our life, make our mistakes, get out there, and discover. And at 18, while in college, my biggest girl looked me square in the face and said she's ready to go. That she's lived so much of her life being free, being independent, taking care of herself and being an adult, that she wanted to get out there and start making more decisions for herself. I'm trying not to get choked up here because That moment when she told me was not the easiest. And again, I'll talk about that more in later in detail, but it was really hard because of a few different reasons. One, we just started being a family. She'd only been with us for about 3 years, and she'd accomplished so much. She was headed to college. She'd graduated with amazing grades. We'd built this incredible family. And I honestly started visualizing our family, allowed myself to believe of our family as a unit. And if you're an adoptive mom, or if you know any adoptive moms, or if you have a blended family, or if you are a stepmom or a super auntie or anything like that, I want you to lean in because I think you'll really understand this. No matter how much you love your kids, when it's still a pending adoption or you're still working through paperwork and that stuff takes years and you're still figuring things out, your heart wholeheartedly loves your babies, but there's a part of your head that still has that fear. I can actually feel it now. It's like a weird anxiety gut feeling. What if things change? What if someone takes them? What if we can't be together? And it was around the time that we were getting ready to move to Atlanta and Big Tiny's in college that I'd finally started letting myself believe wholeheartedly, whole body, that we're going to be together forever. Even though I knew Mama Bear, if anyone tried to take my babies away from them, they would have to fight me, okay? But I really started leaning in and saying, this is it. And it was naive of me. Maybe even a little selfish. I don't know what I thought. But I know I just saw us as a family and I was so grateful for us to be together that I could never imagine us being apart. But when I look back on it, I'm like, you know, when kids turn 18, they go off to college. They start living on their own. They're headed out of the nest. Heck, I did that. I moved out of my parents' house at 18 and went to college, got an apartment, and I never lived back at home after that. So it's one of those things where I don't know where in my brain I still saw her as my little baby, but she was just a baby to me. It was like her growing snuck up on me. So that conversation was hard, and she did it the best she could, but I couldn't imagine that we were moving to Atlanta and leaving a piece of our heart in Maryland still. And it was one of the hardest, most painful, difficult moments of my life. For a short time there, I was broken. I started questioning everything about me being a mom to these three girls. Why would she want to leave? Were we not doing a good job? Are we effective parents? Why would someone want to go out on their own? When I was 18, all I ever wanted was to be able to have a home that could financially take care of me. And my parents couldn't do that. I was actually helping support the household. So I just didn't understand it. And because she was 18, she didn't have the words to communicate it. But I think it's one of the first times that I realized it wasn't like our babies came into the home with a clean slate and a fresh start. Naively, again, I'll use that word often, I thought that once we came in and we started living and loving together, that was it. We're just writing a whole new story, the Walters, together. But the truth is, we all carried our past experiences, positive, negative, joys, traumas, and they all informed every aspect of our time together. And it's from those places that we make decisions. The Big Tiny wanting to step out on her own and give it a shot, following her own plan and figuring out her own path, that was about her, not about me. And it wasn't about our family. It was about her desire to test her wings. And it happened a little sooner than I anticipated because she had a different past set of experiences and she felt more prepared than most. Now, I have to say, and I think most moms can relate to this, they're never ready. No matter what they say, no matter what they think, they're never all the way ready. They're never ready. And you know that they're going to hit bumps. You know, and you just remind yourself that God can take better care of them than you ever could. and you remind yourself that everything you've ever taught them is in there somewhere, and they'll tap into it when they need it. But it's never easy to hear the phone calls of, Mom, can we just talk? Or Mom, can you help me figure this out? Or even the fun calls of, Mom, what's that recipe for that dish you make? It's just a different relationship. With time, it got easier. But in the beginning, it was so, so hard to not see her every day. And when I say it gets easier, it's more that I live with the fact that my biggest baby, my firstborn, my eldest, isn't in the home. And I live with the fact that I see her mostly through a screen, you know, and I don't get to hold her and put my hands on her and make sure she's okay, except for the moments when I fly up and check on her and take her to Costco and those type of mom things. But you live with it, but it's not that it gets easier, it just changes. You start realizing that this is normal, and you start realizing that it's going to happen with each of them. And I'm just so grateful to have a daughter who is so brave and so strong and so smart and so bold that where other people fly back into the nest and never want to leave, she's like, I'm going to take on the world and whatever it throws at me. And if I make a mistake, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to try new things and I'm going to meet new people. And I'm going to tap into the skills that I have in order to get the things that I want. There's a lot of me that really admires how she's willing to take on the world, even if I struggle with the way that she's approaching it. Oh my gosh. Parenting is not easy. And it's a constant evolution. So I say this to you, internet aunties, those of you who have older kids, some of you I know who are listening are in your 20s and 22s. You may not see a lot of Big Tiny around, because who would want their 20s filmed, okay? For some of y'all, friends, it would be you on tables with Solo cups. Tell the truth, you weren't always saved, okay? But the truth is, she deserves that space. She deserves that privacy. She has a right to assert the boundary of wanting to be her own person. And I'm excited that I get to support her in that. I'm excited that I get to grow as a mom with her, a mom of an older baby. And if there's anything that I've learned more than anything else, it's that I just need to honor the first thing that I always said to them. The moment that we met on the side of that street in Baltimore up until now, that no matter what happens, no matter what comes their way, I'm never leaving their side. For my prayerful mamas out there, for the internet aunties filled with love, cover me, cover her, and cover your cuties. Cherish them while they're home. But know that no matter what, you're doing great. And they'll be just fine. This was not an easy chat for me to have, but someday I'll be able to talk about my baby without tearing up. I just miss her so much. And I'm glad that you were able to chat with me about it. And I'm hoping that for my moms out there that are knowing this day is going to come and maybe need another boost to cherish the moments that are in front of you, or my mamas who are going through that empty nest thing right now, I'm hoping this speaks to your heart and that you know that you are so loved and so appreciated, and your babies love you even if they don't always show it, okay? I'm really excited to chat with you next week, because there's a lot happening around here and I can't wait to dive in and let you know a little bit about what it's been like having cameras in the house and, of course, all the craziness that's going on with the show and how you'll be able to see a whole new side of the Walters coming to a TV near you. So tune in for some exclusives. It's going to be good, and I can't wait to chat with you about it. Friend, thank you for spending this time with me. You are so loved. Thanks so much for listening, friend. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to NicoleWalters.com. I'd love for us to stay in touch, so make sure you drop your email address so I can send you inspiration, business details, and the occasional funny story. And because I'm so generous, there might even be a selfie in the mix. Thanks again. Make sure you subscribe and come back soon.